Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to Him.
Yes, yes. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Good morning, Spirit-filled saints of God. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in our mouth. For when the praises go up, the blessings come down, pressed down, shaken up, and running over. I am your worship leader this morning, Reverend Todd. Rosalind Thomas, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Now turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. This is the Fuse Memorial CME Morning Worship Service, where Pastor Dante Townsend is our God-anointed and appointed Holy Ghost-filled, notorious Bible-teaching, preaching, shepherd of the flock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the hour of praise and worship Jubilee Affair radio broadcast brought to you by the HubNet Online Radio Network. Thanking Hakeem and Michelle. Glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Glad he woke me up clothed in my right mind. Glad he allowed me to be in this praise and worship service with them. Glad to be seen and able to tell God how good he is and what a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for stopping by so we can give you all the honor and glory. I better stop before I can't stop praising his name. If you hear me, let me know you hear me by giving God
praise. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Then move out of my way and let the rock cry out with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every day is a new beginning. Now take a deep breath. Smile and start again. God woke you up today for a reason. Trust his plan. His timing is always perfect. He'll make a way out of no way. He's all right with me. He's a mighty good God all by himself. I better stop now and let this praise team get his praise on this morning. I bring to you our spirit-filled, fed, Holy Ghost ministerial staff, leaders at Fuse Memorial CME, our praise and worship angel of a songstress, anointed and gifted by God, exhorter Annette McKinney, followed by our affirmation of faith, Minister Kyle Garrett, the invocation, Reverend Patricia Johnson, and scripture, Reverend Rosalind Thomas. Let's begin this Holy Ghost filled service. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. A friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Oh Lord, take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Who Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. All we weak and heavy lay down, cumbered with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You, thy friends despise for say, hey, take you. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. We will find a soulless there. And we will find a soulless there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Let us unite together in the affirmation of faith. In whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Amen.
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 Implication. Oh Lord, the Father Jesus Christ, we are thankful and grateful for the present to call upon your holy and righteous name. We confess that we are not worthy of all of your goodness, for we have sinned, thinking, willing, and acting evil in your sight. But you have permitted us one more chance to pray. Forgive us for all our sins. Wash us and make us clean through the blood of your darling Son, Jesus. And Lord, please come now and be here with us. Make us conscious of your presence and let us rejoice in it. In the name of the Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I give you this scripture this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 10. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, as we continue with this Holy Ghost-filled service, we will have announcements by Pastor D. Also, this is our Black History Month, and our Black History Facts will be given by Sister Brenda Johnson. Then a spirit-filled, gifted song from our brother Tony Spencer. And then the next word you will hear from the prophetical, watchman, spirit-filled, anointed with the Holy Ghost power, Bible-teaching, preaching, man of God, Pastor D, who will bring you a powerful and mighty word for the Lord, from the Lord. Amen. Praise him. Mm-hmm. Preach, preacher, preach.
Amen, amen. Thank you to all who have participated thus far in our worship service. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Thomas, for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. Amen. I was sitting here looking around to see exactly who you were talking about. Amen. But I thank God for you. Amen. I'm just a preacher, and I do what the Lord has instructed me to do. Amen. But these are our announcements for this morning. First off, let me say good morning to you all. Amen. It is a true blessing to be here before you. Amen. Count yourself amongst the blessed. Amen. Because if you are hearing my voice, that means that God has given you just another opportunity to get things right and in order, another opportunity to say thank you, another opportunity to say hallelujah to the highest. Amen. And don't take your opportunity for granted. Amen. It is a true, true, true blessing. Amen.
Amen.
I want to announce that we will be having our mid-year meeting this Saturday, and it starts at 10 a.m. promptly. This is our mid-year meeting with our presiding elder, Reverend Dr. Philip D. Washington. Amen. Washington for Bishop. Amen. Our meeting, again, will start at 10 a.m. Again, it is via Zoom. I will be sending out the Zoom link this week, so that we can prepare ourselves for this meeting. All officers, all ministers, ordained, unordained, all licentiates, and if you are an exhorter, if you are a licensed minister, if you are ordained minister, you are expected to be at this meeting. Amen. If you are officer, even the lay, you are all expected to be at this meeting. This is, per his words, an important meeting that we all need to be at, where we need to, he has some information that he needs to share with the churches. Amen. And so he is asking that we all be in attendance. Amen.
Amen.
Again, continue to, we know now, amen, that the numbers are starting to go down a tad bit, but that don't mean that you get laxed in what you are supposed to be doing. Keep your mask on. Stay 6 feet apart if it helps. Whatever you have to do to stay healthy in this pandemic, please do so. Amen, because we all know that there is a season for everything under the sun. Amen. So continue to do what you have to do to stay healthy. Amen. And through it all, give God the praise, because if you made it thus far, you know that you got the victory. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? I said, if you made it thus far in the midst of this pandemic, whether you were one who contracted COVID or and whatever, if you made it thus far, you will count yourself amongst the blessed. Amen. Because God has saw fit to heal your body. God saw fit to see you through. And God saw fit to have you here for this particular day.
Yes. Say it,
amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Always remember, when you ask yourself, are you blessed? If you ask yourself, Lord, are you there? When you ask yourself, Lord, have you forgotten me? Remember that you are still here.
Yes. Yes.
You are. We didn't have to bury you, amen. You are still here.
Amen.
I didn't have to preach a eulogy over you. Over your remains, you are still here.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are blessed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
we are.
You are amongst the blessed, and how dare you not remember that you are blessed?
Yes.
Yes.
Remember that. Despite the fact of what's going on, you are blessed.
Yes. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, God. Thank you.
Amen. I present to you Sister Brenda Johnson. She is the Sunday School Superintendent for Fuse Memorial. Amen. And she is the sister of our last week's presenter, Sister Patty Campbell. Amen. And Sister Brenda Johnson, I just love her and her family so much. Amen. And they're just so, they're just good people. Amen. And when you meet good people, you hold them close. Amen. And so I present to you all Sister Brenda Johnson with our Black History Moment.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor Townsend, for that warm welcome, and we love you back.
Amen.
The Black History person for this Sunday is Jessica Andrea Watkins. And as we all know, we celebrate Black History throughout the year, every day. Jessica Andrea Watkins was born May 14th. She is an astronaut, geologist, and former international rugby player. Watkins was announced as the first Black woman who will complete an International Space Station long-term mission in April of 2022. Her early life. Jessica Watkins was born on May 14, 1988, in Gettysburg, Maryland, to Michael and Carolyn Watkins. She attended school and graduated from Stanford University and the University of California. Her NASA career included planning Mars activities, the planet Mars, and image data. In June of 2017, Watkins was selected as a member of NASA Astronautic Group 22 and began her two-year training in August. In December 2020, she was selected to be a part of the Artemis team to return humans to the moon. The year 2024 is the target date for the moon launch. In November 2021, she became the fourth astronaut of Group 22 and first Black woman to be assigned a mission to the International Space Station, ISS. After being chosen as the final member, scheduled to launch in April of 2022. It will be Watkins' first time in space. She will serve as a mission specialist for the six-month mission. Her role will involve observing the photographing geological changes on Earth, as well as other investigations into Earth and space science, biological science, and the effects of long duration space flight on humans. NEMO 23. She has also participated in other projects of exploring Mars. Perhaps Jessica Watkins was influenced by her predecessors, such as Bessie Coleman, who was the first licensed Black pilot in the United States. Or maybe she was influenced also by William J. Powell, who created the first group of Black flying clubs in California, who performed on Labor Day in 1931. Or perhaps she was influenced by the Tuskegee Airmen, the first group of Black cadets to earn their wings at the Tuskegee Army Airfield. We give thanks to all of our Black in aviation. And we encourage our young people and anyone to always have faith, believe, and trust in God, and he will care of you. I thank you for allowing me to present the Black History Today on Jessica Watkins, our astronaut and geologist who will be going to the moon. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful and informative word. Amen. May God continue to bless her in all that she do. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Tony, would you bless us, Doc? Amen. I'm ready to get this word in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for all he has done. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for this race we have run. For he's already done what he said he would do. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Ooh, oh, give thanks to the Lord for all he has done. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for this race we have won. For he's already done what he said he would do. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Ooh, when I was hungry, Lord, you fed me with manna from on high. When I was thirsty, pour me water from the fountain that never runs dry. When I was lost, Lord, you found me. Put your loving arms around me. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Ooh, when I was hungry, Lord, you fed me with manna from on high. When I was thirsty, pour me water from the fountain that never runs dry. When I was lost, Lord, you found me. Put your loving arms around me. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Ooh, oh, give thanks to the Lord for all he has done. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for this race we have won. For he's already done what he said he would do. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Ooh, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give thanks. Ooh,
yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Pray with me. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. I thank you. I honor you. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning with verse 6, and it reads, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as his purpose is in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed that you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness." Amen. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, the process of the blessing. I have to first admit to you that this is not a normal sermon that you would hear from me, filled with scriptural references and spiritual insights and historical background. I actually had to come to you exactly how the Lord gave it to me. And as the grace of God has set with me from last Sunday even until today, and as I listened to God, I was so moved by the message that he gave me. The Apostle Paul, one of my spiritual mentors, spoke a word to the church in Corinth, charging them and their hearts to open up and to be a blessing to the saints in Jerusalem. But as I read the scripture and what I know of Paul and his writings, he wanted to inform this new group of Christians that not only does there need to be a change in their thoughts towards one another, but there needs to be a change because God desires for his people to be a blessing to all. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? Paul wrote to them saying he wanted them to understand that there needed to be a change amongst how they treated each other, but there needed to be a change amongst how they treated the rest of the Christian world. But if you took a moment and you actually sat down and read the scripture, and as we know that God is a cause and effect type of God, that he would openly bless those who truly seek to do his will. You see, we all love to call on God and ask God to bless us. When it's our turn to do the blessing, too many times we become silent. We turn our backs, or we think that it is not my duty to do that, but never realizing that it was God who placed you in that particular era at that particular time in order so that somebody may see his face through your willingness. Of all things, Paul tried to teach this church that the most important of them all, you see, you cannot call yourself a Christian but have a stiff neck. The church in Corinth was a place where equity flowed. There was no droughts. Everyone had food on their table. And through it all, Paul knew that there was something wrong with the problem. And if there was something wrong with the math problem, then truly there was something wrong with the answer. And I know that this particular set of scriptures speak about the monetary side of giving, but forget about the money aspect for a minute. What good is the money if your heart is not close to God? The process of being blessed by God starts when you decide to freely open your hands. Are you free with your time? Do you offer help to those who are not worthy of paying you back? When was the last time you sacrificed for the greater good, brought someone a loaf of bread, spoke a kind word to a stranger? When was the last time that you said, Lord, let me be a blessing to someone today, that I'm not asking for anything for me, but allow my body, allow my mind, and allow my soul to look to the hills from which cometh my help, and I know that my help cometh from the Lord, then I am blessed, because if I trust in you, then I know that you will bless me. So I'm not asking for anything for myself, but Lord, let somebody cross my path that needs to know, that needs to understand, and needs to see that you are they blessing God. I've said this before, and I'll say this till I die. I used to complain about my rundown shoes until I saw a man with no feet. The process of you being blessed starts with you being a blessing. This here is what Paul was trying to tell the church in Corinth. And some 2,000 years later, I stand in the same shoes as this apostle, and I say to the church abroad, open up your hearts, open up your eyes, and see that the process of you being blessed starts when you decide to say yes to Jesus. Understand that Jesus did everything and more of what of what I spoke of previously. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He removed the evil thoughts that plagued mankind. He sat with the orphans. He consoled the widows. He enlightened all those around him. He fed the hungry. He built up the walls of faith. He broke down massive strongholds. And through it all, he did not ask for a single dime. But all he asked was for that sum up, so that was that his people would show a little bit of faith. That his people would step up and do what he did and do more. That his people would understand that in order to be blessed, that one must be willing to do some blessing. I hear the Spirit of Jesus saying that I have been given all power in my hands. I gave the world the greatest blessing, one that could ever think of, and that's the blessing of eternal life. I looked beyond the faults and saw the needs of my Father's creation. I thank you, my Jesus, for blessing me with the gift of life. Oh, y'all don't mind if I boast a little bit in the Lord. I have to tell you, because he's been too good to me, that the Lord saw fit for me to have life. The Lord saw fit for you to have life, not just because for you to sit there and wallow in some misery. He gave you life so that you may be a blessing to somebody else. He gave you life so that you may go out and tell somebody how good he is. He gave you life so that you could start the process of being blessed. And the end result of you... The end result of you being blessed is that you will reside where he resides. I mean, to let somebody know right now that if you desire to be blessed, then you have to start doing some blessing. You have to open up your heart, open up your mind, and say, I am here for God, and for God I live, and for God I will die. I will not allow the enemy to step in and to stop me from being a blessing when I know. But if you will allow me just for a moment, just to go just a little further, because I have to tell you, I now have to speak to those who understand. For if you agree with this preacher, for those of you who are holding up the bloodstained banner, for those of you who fight and cling to what I am saying, who continues to bless this world with your spiritual and your physical gifts, just know God loves a cheerful giver. But also know that you haven't seen nothing yet. The process of the blessing will return to you tenfold. For whom God blesses, no man can curse. And even though the devil is trying us what God has already ordained us to do, stand strong. Help is here. Help came in the form of a man who defied gravity and walked on water. A man who broke all the earthly rules of this realm and made the winds and the sea obey him. A man, y'all know that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. A man who made the demons seek his authority to move. I don't mean to boast, but no. Yes, I do. I am just that happy to tell you that I am blessed to know that my Jesus is here. And because my Jesus is here, my help continues to run forth. This is what Paul was trying to get the Corinthians to understand, that it takes more of Jesus and less of you to be a blessing to God's people. And if you desire to see that blessed outcome, you must be willing to start the process. In my closing statement, I have asked you, do you understand the process of being blessed? Or being a blessing to this world? Or are you still stuck on being blessed? Let me say that to you again. Do you understand the process of being a blessing to this world? Or are you still stuck on being blessed? Remember that old saying, it is better to give than to receive. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Amen and amen. And as I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there somebody here who is ready to experience the process of being blessed? If you have the heart where you know without shadow of a doubt that the Lord has been good to you, and you are ready to move forward in your Christian journey, I offer Jesus to you right now. If that's you, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that God rose you from the dead 3 days later. Now be the Lord of my life. Help me to see the error of my ways. Pardon and forgive me of all my sins. I confess and accept you as my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, and my High Priest. I thank you. Now be the Lord of my life. I'm yours forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If that's you, if you prayed those words and you sincerely meant it within your heart, then salvation now belongs to you. I challenge you to find a Bible-based church, preaching, teaching church. Bless them in the physical. Pray with them in the spirit. And support them financially. And watch what God will do in your life. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Amen. and amen. Brother Tony, will you bless us with the doxology, sir?
God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As always, I want to give honor and praise to this HubNet online network. Amen. For the things that they have done for this church, amen. Brother Akim, Sister Michelle, we give honor to God for you and for all that you do. And may this year be a blessing, may be a blessed year for HubNet Online Network, amen. We got some great shows coming up, amen, and we are HubNet 24/7, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Until next Sunday, we are signing off.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
I will sing before the throne forever.
Everybody raise your voice and say, holy and hallowed God, sacred and sovereign Savior, righteous and redeeming God, worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the praise, we will bow before you. Raise your voice. I don't know.